Welcome to the Voice of Hope podcast. We're going to share some slightly different material than our usual Bible study content. Recently, Heralds of Hope had a series of fundraising breakfasts, which included a business topic brought by a local business leader. The following topic, Leading with Excellence, and subtitled Exploring Level 5 Leadership, was made at the Heralds of Hope Strategic Partner Breakfast event in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, by Mark Slabaugh. This topic was inspired by the book Good to Great by Jim Collins. I certainly learned a lot, and I trust you will too. If you would like to know more about Heralds of Hope or this presentation, please visit our website, heraldsofhope.org, or call us at 717-485-4021, or you can email us at hope@heraldsofhope.org.
We're glad to have Mark with us this morning to address this topic, excellence in leadership, and so we'll give you our time, Brother Mark.
Yeah, it is good to be with you all, and I'm excited about talking about the subject of leadership. How many of you think leadership is an important thing? So, you know, it's fascinating in our world and the culture as it's changed over the last number of years and some of the things that are happening in the business world. The whole subject of leadership, I think, is rising to the top. And I do a little bit of work with business, do a little bit of business consulting. And so I get to interact with leaders on a regular basis. And we have all seen, as J. Mark said, organizations rise and then organizations fall. And if you pay attention to the news, some of the big ones right now are organizations like Sears and Kmart that were once national giants, and all of a sudden they're fading out of the woodwork. And, you know, I've heard a lot of reasons for that throughout the years. Some is just, you know, Amazon coming in, and I've heard the concept of, you know, the reason Sears is going out is because brick and mortar stores are going away. And so we see those stores closing, but right beside them, new stores going in and thriving. And so I've come to believe that brick and mortar stores aren't going to go away. They're going to change with what's happening. But a lot of it comes down to just the whole thing of leadership. You've heard the quote, everything rises and falls on leadership. And I don't know what your thought is of that. Years ago, I was like, oh yeah, well, that's a good statement, but is it actually true? And the longer I am involved in leadership things, the more I'm aware that that is a true statement. Everything does rise and fall on leadership. And so what does it mean for us to excel in leadership? One note I have is just that our leadership needs to have a biblical foundation and should model the greatest leader, Jesus Christ. And I'm excited about teaching some leadership. I do leadership groups in our area where we'll get a group of guys, about 12 guys, and we spend 4 years together just talking about what does it mean to be a leader? How do we lead well in that? And I'm becoming more and more convinced that Jesus gave us a great model for leadership. And what does that look like for us? So just a couple of comments about excelling in leader. What does it mean for us to excel in leadership? And Jeremy asked if I'd take a look at just a dive into level 5 leadership, and that's coming out of the book Good to Great by Jim Collins. How many of you are familiar with that? Okay, so some of you, I'm not going to say much new. I've taken some of that material as well as I've added a few comments on myself. But two things as we look at excelling in leadership. First of all, I want to look at two aspects of excellent leadership. One is character. For us to excel in leadership, there needs to be a character that goes along with that. And then the other is just competence. What are some of the things we need to do as leaders to excel in leadership? And the longer I'm in leadership, I was going to tell you a little bit about why I care about leadership. Let me just say it real quick. As a young man, I was placed in a leadership position in the business that I was a part of. And one of my first experiences after I had just received my title of manager was I had an employee come to me. He had tattoos over majority of his body and hair down to his shoulders. And he came to me and said this, "One thing for sure is I'm not going to take any orders from you." That's a great introduction to leadership as a young man. And so I was young, and I had to figure out then what it means to lead a guy like that. You know, I can pull rank on him and say, "Well, I'm your boss, you are going to listen to me." But we didn't do that. We worked things out, and he worked for the company for a long time. And when he quit, he would come back and see me. And we had a great relationship over time. And, you know, that was my first introduction to real leadership. I had some other roles, but those were the first challenging times. And I've become, just as a pastor and in my other leadership roles through the years, I've come to believe that character is one of the greatest aspects that we lose when we talk about leadership. We talk about all the things we should do, but the big question is, who should we be as people? And I've taken a hit personally. I have personal friends that have failed in leadership and have been taken out of leadership. Some of the people that I've trained under through the years, the big names in leaders that I've sat in seminars under through the years, have lost everything. They've lost their ministry. They've lost their organizations. And a large part of it is because of character. And so as a part of character, the leadership priority of someone that is going to excel in leadership is leading self first. It's one of the concepts we talk about in our leadership groups, that leadership really has four different levels of leadership, and the first level is leading self. We lead ourselves first, we lead another individual, and then we lead teams, and we lead organizations. And a person that fails in level 2, 3, or 4 usually fails at this somewhere along the way. Somewhere along the way in our leadership, we've been comfortable with what we do, and we stopped leading ourselves. And if we stop leading ourselves, we're on a path, a downhill path of not excellence in leadership. Because the moment we stop leading ourselves, the reality is, the moment we stop leading ourselves, we stop leading other people. And then we fall into all other kinds of leadership. We pull position on people. We do a whole bunch of other things. But the character that we need is a leadership priority of leading self first. Our leadership motivation, our motivation for leadership is the organization that we're serving. It's not personal gain. Our motivation is not for ourselves personally. And this is coming out of Good to Great Leadership. He said, one of the great things of the greatest leaders is that their motivation is for the organization. It's about the organization that God has placed us in and given us the opportunity to serve. And so often as leaders, we think it's about us as individuals. And I've been there through the years. If I had more time, I would unpack a lot of the areas that I have stumbled and fallen in through the years as leaders, because we can learn a lot from our failures. And believe me, I have lots of them through the years. But it's not about the fact that God has called me and that I'm someone great. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later on. It's that he's placed me in an organization. And one of the things we talk about in our leadership groups is the fact that that calls me to stewarding the resources that God has given me through the organization and through the people that he's brought to me. And so I'm called to be a steward of those things. And so it's about the organization, and it's about the Lord. It's not a personal thing. And that runs deep in the character of a great leader, an excellent leader. Excelling in leader is where our focus is on the organization. Our leadership perspective is a window in a mirror. Do you know what I'm talking about with that? Our leadership perspective is a window in a mirror. When things go well, I heard this years ago, this concept, when I was just a young leader, and it stuck with me. It's also in the book that Jim Collins wrote. But when things go well in an organization, we look out the window and we give credit where credit is due. And I think about that a lot of times in my leadership. I can only do what I do because of the ushers and the sound men and the other people that actually enable me to do what I do as a leader. And so when things go well, we look out the window and we give credit where credit is due. And then the mirror perspective is we take responsibility when things go well. So when things aren't going well within our organization, we look in the mirror and say, how can I lead better? Or what did I do that in my leadership style, and like what brought us to this point? And we take responsibility of that as a leader, and it's a window and a mirror concept. And so often we get those things backwards. And when things go well, we look in the mirror and we have a tendency to say, well, I'm doing well in my leadership. You know, the truth is this: within every organization are the seeds for its demise. And we are going to be facing trouble just down the road. And so when things are going well, it's because we have a good group of people that are working together and functioning together well. And it's giving credit where credit is due, and it's taking responsibility where we need to take responsibility. Some leadership characteristics and character of an excellent leader is tenacity and humility. It's tenacity. It's the ability to stick with things when things get tough. You know, I was thinking to some of the best advice I got as a young leader. I had an old seasoned leader talk to me when I became a pastor, and he said this to me. He said, if I could give you one word of advice, I'll tell you this as a young pastor, is develop thick skin. And what he was saying by that is you're going to have something that's a part of you and your character that when the going gets tough, you're able to hang in there. And you won't give up. You won't throw in the towel immediately, but you hang in there. There's a tenacity by which we stick to the vision of our organization. Why did God call us to do what we're doing? And we stick with that. There's a tenacity and there's a humility by which we need to operate. Realizing that what we have and who we are is a gift from an almighty God. That's one thing that has become clear to me, actually the last, since 2020, I got hit physically and I spent 5 weeks in a recliner with just excruciating pain, so much pain I didn't even know. And I actually don't have a diagnosis today. I have 3 different medical diagnoses in the medical field is arguing about what happened to me physically. But one of the things that I'm aware of when that happened is everything that I have is just a gift from God. My health is a gift from God. My ability to lead is a gift from God. He's entrusted me with something. And the truth is, humility brings courage to us. It helps us to operate with courage. I can do what I do because it's not about me. It's about an almighty God. And when we lead, the opposite of humility is really pride and fear. If we're not leading in humility, we have a tendency to lead out of pride and fear. And pride and fear makes us relate to people in really different ways. You know, humility we care about people. Pride and fear, we use and manipulate people to accomplish what we want to do in those types of things. And so humility is really important in the character that we need as excellent leaders. So competence of an excellent leader is a focus on people, recruiting the right people into our organizations. It's a tough thing right now. I work with business leaders, and right now they can't wait for the right people. They're just looking for a warm body to fill a slot. And yet, it's about getting the right people on. I have a friend that's in business, and he told me, he said, I don't look for skill set, I look for character. Because I can teach skill set, but I can't teach character. It's a part of who we are. And so one of the aspects of a great leader or excelling in leadership is getting people around you that are able to do a job well and to do that have the right character. But it's not only about recruiting the right people, it's about developing people. It's about placing people in their giftings. And, you know, I'm amazed at how well people thrive in an organization when they're doing what they're gifted, what God has created them to do. And so it's being able to get the right people, but also place them, understand where they're gifted, and place them in that. A part of the competence of an excellent leader or excelling in leadership is a focus on the truth. We need truth finders and truth tellers within our organization. And I'll be the first one to admit, this is an area that I haven't liked very much. Years ago, we had a team of leaders that I was operating in, and we were operating well together. And by the way, someone has said this, any leader that believes their press reports is on a road to disaster. And it's when people think well of you, and we were at that stage. Everything was going well. People were praising us and saying how well we were doing as a team. They couldn't believe they've never seen a team operate like we were operating. And I had this one old guy that came to me and said, Mark, are you paying attention to this? And he named it. And it actually made me a little bit upset. I was like, well, yeah, I know that. But we're functioning together. We know how to handle that when it comes up. The truth is, we didn't know how to handle it when it came up. And I wish that 3 or 4 years, 5 years before that, when I had a truth teller come to me and say, you got problems here coming down the road, pay attention to it. I wish I would have listened. But we need truth finders and truth tellers within our organization. Do we have an atmosphere where truth is heard? Do people feel safe to be able to speak the truth about things that aren't going well and things that are going well, changes that need to be made? We need to engage with questions, not answers, as leaders. That helps us discover the truth. We allow dialogue and debate to happen within our organization. I love disagreement. I don't care if it's within our church or where it is, I like disagreement, because disagreement and that debate that goes back and forth helps us discover the truth in much greater ways. Analyze what's happening, what went well, what needs improvement in our organization. Many times we don't analyze that very well at all. A focus on mission. I'm going to wrap up in just a couple of minutes here. Another part of our competence as leaders is to stay focused on mission. Why did God place us here on this earth? Why are we here? Many times I run into people that do their job just because it's a paycheck, and they don't know why they're here. They're involved in church, but it's just the thing that they do. Why did God place us here? Why did Heralds of Hope, what are you here for? Tony?
To take the gospel to people who
Yeah. And so part of being excellent in leadership is just to focus on that mission. It's what we're passionate about. It's what we're proficient at. And it's what we're profitable in. And usually you say when you take those circles, you'll find the calling that God has placed in your life. You know, I'm good at some things, but I'm not passionate about them. And I'm passionate about other things that I'm not good at. I always tell my family I should have been a musician. Well, I'm not proficient at it. I'm not good at that. So it's just a dream when that happens. So a focus on discipline and freedom. Excelling in leadership means we have systems to stay disciplined in our organization, to stay on task. But within those systems, there needs to be freedom for our employees or church members or whatever we're a part of in our organization. There needs to be freedom for them to carry out the mission that God has called. I found out the longer I've been in leadership that systems need to be evaluated and changed. Because what's applicable for operating today might not be applicable for operating 5 years from now. And so our employees need freedom to navigate within the system. Excellent leader manages systems, they don't manage people. And that's really true. I'm gonna end with one story. I am working with a business, doing some work with them periodically, and the owner said, help me figure out what's going on in my business. And in going in there, he's paying his employees, some of his employees, he's paying double what other people in the competition are paying their employees. And yet their employees are unhappy. And in doing interviews with their employees, one of the things I discovered is they're not unhappy with the money they're making, although the argument is coming up about their pay. What they're unsettled about is they don't know how the decisions are made for who gets what. They don't know what they need to do to advance their pay. They just know all of a sudden they get a $5 an hour raise. I'm making that up, but just as an example. But all of a sudden they get a $5 an hour raise. And the truth is, it's unsettling to them because they don't know the system behind why the owner is doing what he's doing. And it's unsettling as employees. There's all kinds of unrest within the organization. And he's a great businessman. He pays his people well, but he's not managing the systems. He's just trying to manage the people. And an excellent leader is about managing the systems to deal with what needs to be dealt with within the organization rather than just working with the people. Everything does rise and fall on leadership. I believe that with all my heart. Will we continue to lead ourselves and continue growing as leaders? I'm not okay with where I'm at in my leadership ability today. Let me just say this, the more I learn about leadership, the more I realize I don't know. And it's actually been humbling for me. I teach what I teach, not because I know it, but because I need to learn it. And it needs to become a part of my life. Let me just say this. One of the reasons I care about leadership and I need to continue to grow is because eternity is counting on it. I think we need to use our businesses, our churches, our organizations to impact the kingdom of God for eternity. And a lot of that rises and falls on leadership. And I care passionately about the impact of what I do for eternity. And I know Heralds of Hope does as well. Thank you all.
Thank you for listening to Leading with Excellence by Mark Slabaugh. If you would like to know more about Heralds of Hope or this presentation, please visit our website at heraldsofhope.org or call us at 717-485-4021, or you can email us at hope@heraldsofhope.org.